Yeah, I like that one.
Why is he even... Huh? Why the independent uphold that? That he has to carry the weight of the pregnancy and the man is free? What is the answer to this question? Answer, because...
I'm going to stop on her body.
Huh?
She has no choice by her body.
So, she's already dependent on nature's law. That man is free from becoming pregnant and the woman has to take the burden. Then, that is the independence. Equal right. Equal rights means sometimes man may become pregnant, sometimes woman may become pregnant. But why only woman should become pregnant? And the man goes away and she has to take care of the children, get from government or this and that. Is that independent? Huh?
Well, then the independence has become contraception.
Huh?
I don't have to have the child, they say.
That means you commit another sinful activity, then you become dependent on nature. You'll be punished. The punishment goes to you. This way, and the whole thing becomes cumbersome. So, where is the benefit of equal rights?
Falling appreciate.
We have to see the result of every action. Whether the result is beneficial. If the result is not beneficial, the action is not beneficial. Cases are rare cases. The victims are women. Why the victim is not man? Why? In every rape case, the sufferer or the victim is woman. And why not the man?
Male means the dominator. Female means the dominator.
Then, where is the independent? Why artificial independence? Substance in no man found, 36 hours. So, that proportion is always there. Maybe 20 hours, 30 hours, the brain substance in man is more than human. That is the fact. Always.
Is that in the data
also? No, I am talking of the psychology, assuming the name, Dr. W. Sartre. When I was a student, he said, he is a great authority, psychologist. They are doing the test, but they say now they are improved. They are not concerned. But they could not improve this position, they become pregnant. For the last hundred and thousands and millions of years,
In the history we hear that woman is pregnant. We never heard man join the progress. If we are actually making progress, so millions of years ago, the history we hear, even Ramchandra, millions, Lord Ramchandra, Sita became pregnant. Not answer. Huh? If you take history, now where is the improvement? Millions of years, Ramchandra. Sita became pregnant. Not answer. The law of women becoming pregnant millions of years was there. And what improvement has been made? Now, you say they have made improvement. What is that improvement? Millions of years ago, Sita, she became pregnant, and Ramchandra did not become pregnant. Man did not. So what is the improvement at the present moment? Is there any instance man is now becoming pregnant? Not the woman. So where is the improvement?
In all species of life, it's
the same.
Huh? In all species of life, it's the same.
In all species? In all other species?
Yes.
Even in animals, the female animal becomes pregnant. That is the law. So where is independence? Let them pass resolution, the henceforward man will have to become pregnant. Is it possible?
Mr. Prabhupada, the whole civilization, American, Western civilization, is now bewildered by the theory of women's liberation.
But how they will be liberated on this point? First of all, let me know.
Simply crazy.
He may bring up the argument that they are not concerned that they have to bear children just as long as they can be superior.
Oh, the argument is right. If God beating you with tools, you still have independence. I don't mind you are beating me with tools, but I am independent. It is the argument like that.
When they were supposed to be some aldermen here, but one of them was a woman, and it has been on the news already about what she said, and she doesn't want to come now.
Aldermen?
They were like city councilmen.
Ah.
In this case, it's a city council woman.
Ah.
So she has refused to come.
Ah.
Because she promised, there's been a lot of publicity on the radio. They are speaking on the radio that the Swamiji has come to solve all the problems by saying that woman is inferior to men.
Yes, that's a fact. So what did man say?
They're being quiet.
Huh?
They're too afraid to
say. That means they're accepted. And they are quiet. Quiet means maunam sammati lakshanam. If there is some argument, then he remains quiet. That means he will accept.
They are thinking that if the man were to speak out, then he would not be able to get his sex pleasure. If woman would withhold sex pleasure from the man, he would speak out.
No, that is not possible. At least in America, I know the gay man, first of all. Is it not fact? Huh? Sometimes woman pays man for sex.
Sometimes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Prabhupada?
Yes.
There is one lady who would like to come and see. She's the mother of one of our devotees. So she is coming wearing tilak and a beef bag.
Anyway. But I am not speaking of my experience. When we speak from the Shastra. So, this woman in dependence is described in Manushan. And there are many instances, just like Kunti. Kunti was not ordinary woman. She was very rare and exalted woman.
This is one point that in our devotional line, there are spiritual leaders who have been women, such as Kunti. She gave.
But it's still, that's why I say, we still see women dependent on their son. That is my proposal. Just like the sons, the lost begins, and they are to be banished. Kunti was not banished. So, when the sons went to forest, Kunti also followed. Because she thought that I am ego, I am dependent on my son. So, wherever my son is, will not help me. She did not lose the game. Neither she was ordered to go to the forest. Similarly, Sita, wife of Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra was requested by his father to go to the forest. Not Sita. Sita was also a king's daughter. So she could go to her father. So my husband is going to the forest. Let me go to my father. She did not go. She preferred that I shall go with my husband. So when husband said that you are not going, so you stay at home. She said, no, I am dependent on you. Wherever you shall go, I must. This is basic question.
But her virtue was her.
Huh?
Her chastity,
yes,
was her great virtue.
Yes, that is the thing.
Nowadays, that is no.
Now, nowadays, maybe different. But I am speaking of the basic idea that woman, in all circumstances, unless the husband is crazy or something like that, man, or in every case, the instance that wife is faithful and subservient to the husband. That is the basic culture. Even the husband goes out of home, manaprastha, the wife also goes with him. When she takes sannyas, at that time, there is no accompaniment of money. Otherwise, in Vyasa life and even Vanaprastha life, the wife is constant companion and subservient. That is the history of Vedic culture. Is he Gandhari? Because her husband was blind. So, when the marriage settlement was done, she was not blind, but she voluntarily became blind by grasping law.
She remained with the cloth wrapped for her whole life?
Whole life.
Whole life.
She voluntarily became blind. And after the last point of her husband's vicarious condition, she remained. These are the examples. There are other examples. Damayanti. They became so poor that they had no clothing. The one cloth divided into two husbands. So these instances are in the Vedic literature. That wife remains always faithful and subservient to the husband. That is their purpose. Now the Americans may not like this idea, that is different. But we are speaking of the Vedic culture. And these are the instances, vivid instances. Why Sita accompanied her husband? And because she accompanied her husband in the jungle, the war between Ram and Ravan became possible. And it is the advice that when you go to other countries, you should not take your wife. Kathe nari vibhajyu. Because it may create some trouble. But still, the faithful wife goes with the husband.
Use the example of this, that woman is less intelligent of the size of the brain, given by one professor in 1920. So they took offense to this because their idea is that what might have been scientific fact in 1920 in 1975,
it
is not scientific fact.
And where is the proof? From 1920 to 1975, where is a woman who is extraordinarily bigger than man?
Well, they might be able to bring some scientists who will say in 1975 that according to their calculations, there is no difference between the brain of a woman and the brain of a man. In other words, that what is considered scientific fact, that changes according to the social ideas that are prevalent at a particular time.
Ideas, there is no standard socialized. You can change in any way. But so far physiological condition, that has not changed. The feature of the woman's body has not changed. How they brain each other. The bodily feature of woman, as it was in 1920, is still going on. How God will improve. How inwardly it is changed. In 1920, the woman was becoming pregnant. There is no change now. The man is pregnant. So how you say there is change?
I don't know, but she said that they have spoken to the scientists, and the scientists say that the woman's brain, now a scientist says a woman's brain and a man's brain is not different.
No, she said that even though the woman's brain may be smaller, that doesn't make a difference of intelligence.
They think it decreases in the brain. Just like Einstein had a very small brain, but there were many creases. And he said, that's why he was very intelligent, because there are creases.
But since 1920 to up to death, in the history, there have been many great personalities, all very prominent personalities. Where is the history that woman greater than the man or equal to the man?
They have a standard answer to that, that the women have always been oppressed that the women could have become great philosophers and writers and politicians, but they're always kept in the home. So now they're going to change this. It's only due to the man's oppressing them and keeping them down.
The immense is also pressing. The man has pressed to become president. Is it man's pressure or nature?
Of course, they will try to stop that.
Huh?
Through contraceptive methods and abortion, they will try to stop
that. That is not stopping. That is artificially taking some other measures. That is not stopping.
The two countries that have women as leaders are in the headlines all the time. Like Israel, Golda Meir. There's always war between there and Egypt.
Argentina
and India, now there's war. Wherever there's women in charge, there's war. Discussion. But they think, because they're in charge, they're food theory.
I think in Indian history, she is the first time to be in charge of this court. Before her, there is no instance of women becoming in charge.
In Sri Lanka, also they have women in charge. That is also considered Indian.
According to Manu Samhita, which is Vedic law, it is said that woman is not to be given freedom. They are to be protected. According to Vedic civilization, woman, children, old man, Brahman and cow, they have to be given protection. The state should give protection. The effect of modern civilization is that vox populi. Everything is passed by popular vote. But that is also defect.
You brought that out nicely by giving the example of Nixon.
Yes.
He received the largest popular vote in of any president in history. And he was also then pulled down.
Indira Gandhi also.
Yes,
she got the largest number of votes.
Even more than her father should.
So what is the value of these votes? If by vote if you select the wrong man, and again you try to drag him down, then what is the use of this popular vote? In any communist country, this one, Khrushchev, you are the head. Now nobody knows where he is.
Stalin also, he was...
Stalin died.
But after he died, they completely discredited him. They pulled down his statues, and he was completely disgraced.
non-person, they call it.
Non?
It's the word they give, like Krishna also, the non-person.
None.
Well, they consider them not to have existed.
Oh.
It is such a, in that way they have disgraced. Yes.
So you see, he has some education?
Yes. I was seeing one of these Time magazines, on the rear page they have it, and they're advertising a cigarette that is especially meant for women. It's a slimmer size. The larger size is for the men, the slimmer size is for the women. And the title of the advertisement, they show one picture of a woman cleaner, sweeper. She's cleaning the floor. This picture was taken in the 1920s. It was taken in Washington, D.C., because in the background they show the nation, the Capitol building is there in Washington, D.C. So then they have a picture of a modern woman. She's sitting there looking very nice. And they say that, you've come a long way, baby. Whereas in the 1920s you were sweeping the floors, and now you're sitting on a throne.
So that's good to see it.
Yeah. This cigarette is meant just for you to show that you're superior.
I think there are some objections. Women taking this objection. Why women's idols should be displayed in the shopkeepers? So. Windows.
The mannequins.
Yeah. There are some protests. Generally, they give the dolls of women visible. So there are some protests.
So even now I've protested.
But my friends also, women sick cancer, some why they are taking women's. He also said the Mexican 1920, now she has become a woman. There are many men like that. Why not men? Why they are taking advantage of the woman? Why there is no protest? Why there are many men who have improved from attention to you to death. Why don't you give that question? Why woman should be? Where is the protest? Whenever there is some passion race, the woman should tell you. Why? Is there any protest by the woman for this? So why you are taking advantage of the woman?
These days, the men are doing that also more and more. Dressing up so fancy, getting their pictures in the magazines.
Of women?
Men also. Nowadays, men are also doing this. Thinking that it's more important to dress in fancy.
Not only, but generally, the present woman sits.
Yes, they protest that this shows that the woman is being exploited.
Yes.
That actually they are just feeling frustrated because it is a fact that woman has been exploited by the men. So now they want to counteract it.
No, we don't say that women should be exploited by men. We say the man should be responsible and give protection to women.
But they feel so angry from the exploitation that they cannot accept that actually a man could protect them.
That is bad experience. And ideal is different. Ideal is the man must be first class and he must be responsible to take care of the woman and she should be given all protection, all necessity that you give to a man. Just like father takes the charge of his daughter. Similarly, husband should take charge of the woman. And similarly, elderly sons also take charge of the woman. The father never exploits the daughter. She gives all protection. That is the duty of the husband also. When she is grown up, she cannot remain under the protection of father. She is given, therefore, a suitable boy to take charge. But the charge is the same, to give protection, all comforts. And because there is no first-class man to take charge of the woman, they are literally all the men are doing that. They keep girlfriend, make her pregnant, and those are.
In that sense, we can say that the women are inferior, but the men also, they are not first class. They're also there.
That we also say. Is there no first class men? If he's a first-class man, the whole question is solved.
The men are behaving just like dogs.
Huh?
Just like dogs.
Yes.
It said that today in a hotel where we went, there was one barber shop, and the name of the barber shop was the Home of the Dog.
That's
it?
Yes. What do you mean?
Well, the idea is that the haircuts of the men are so long, they look like
dogs.
Shaggy dogs.
After all these four things can be solved if people become Krishna conscious. There is no such discrimination. Pandita Asamadasa, Samasarvesu Bhuta. These distinctions are there on the material platform. On the spiritual platform, there is no such.
Well, that is something that the reporters did not understand. It was that this point was not discussed very fully. That actually we don't, we are not unkind to women. We are not exploiting them as others do.
because one who is in the spiritual life, he feels he is equal to men and women, does not matter.
So you've done that. But spiritually, there is no such distinction. Spiritually, Krishna says that although there is distinction, the material being low and high, but the one who takes shelter of me, one who passes the path with you, Jiti Su Papa Yuna, we are with such a path. Find out this verse.
O son of Prita, those who take shelter in me, those I deal lower birth, women, Vaishyas, merchants, as well as Sudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. Purport. It is clearly declared here by the Supreme Lord that in devotional service there is no distinction between the lower or higher classes of people. In the material career, the great jnanis and yogis.
This point of Krishna consciousness is very difficult to understand. It will only be possible for a very few persons to grasp this truth. Therefore, you are encouraging us to introduce the proper social system so that gradually people may understand. Otherwise, they could never accept this.
It's like a school guy in first class. And you don't have to stand. If you don't see a first class a section, then it will not be fun. Perfect. Or if next alternative that everyone agrees to chant Hare Krishna, then it. That is the simplest method. To become third class or last class doesn't matter. In fact, if you chant in Hare Krishna Mantra, then you become equally in spiritual consciousness. So is it already published in the paper?
Well, all the radio stations are carrying it. And the TV will probably have it tonight. Actually, this one purport might clarify disagreements. It may not be so angry.
Why do they not understand by nature's discrimination the woman is put into greater difficulty by bearing child?
That is the one thing they cannot avoid.
Why this arrangement is by nature? How they can change.
Someone was telling me that there have been many instances that when women are being taken to the hospital to give birth to their children, they're in the ambulance and they're experiencing the pains that they are cursing their husbands. Why you have given me this pain.
What's pain in Vaishnava?
They vow never to have sex again at that time.
That is slow dialogue. Timpanjali Hatripana Bhudukkala. So, this life and the after effects are full of miserable bodies. So, once they have sex life, they become, women become pregnant and the painful condition apart. But still, he or she is not satisfied, again takes the same thing. And then by coming to the Pantani Hakripana, because he has no knowledge, he comes to the same thing again. Both of them suffer. But he irresponsible father advice, then the both suffering comes on the woman. He suffers the pain, much pain, and suffers to raise the children. And the man goes out. How they are going to solve this problem? What is their answer? They become dependent on the man during sex life and purchase his defense, God's sin, and accuse the husband. And then, when the child is born, she has to take care. The father may go out. The mother cannot give up the care of the children out of affection. He's carrying two child. So, these are the after effects. So can the woman avoid sex? It is entailed with so much suffering. She submits. So everything begins. Therefore, if one is spiritually advanced, then she becomes. She can become equal. Spiritually advanced man and woman. So long one is materially unfilled, this is not possible.
Baba, the meditator is one very pious, intelligent man who is for many years has been worshipping Lord Shiva. And his wife is also a very quite safe woman, sincere follower, and so were her parents, the Lord Shiva. And he is reading your Bhagavad Gita and he visits our temple, and I've given him the first volume of Canto 4, which discusses Lord Shiva great deal. And then he read in one of his purports that Krishna is more pleased when we worship his devotees than when we worship him directly. And Lord Shiva is a very great devotee of Krishna.
So he's now interpreted that to mean that if he worships Lord Shiva so nicely, and actually he's pleasing Krishna more. So he's experiencing some difficulty because of this. And I'm not quite sure how to instruct him. But actually,
my godbrother has difficulty in replying to this interpretation that Krishna says, you can please me by worshipping my devotee. And Lord Shiva is the devotee of Krishna. So therefore, this mentions, then I shall worship Lord Shiva, and that way I shall
please him. If he accepts Lord Shiva as devotee of Krishna, then by worshipping Lord Shiva, he will benefit. If he thinks Lord Shiva is independent, then he loves.
I've gotten him to accept that Lord Shiva is devotee of Krishna, but
yes,
there's no practical instruction in his worldly activities coming.
No. Vaishnavananda Dharambhu, among the Vaishnavas, Sambhu, Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. So we worship Lord Shiva as Vaishnava. We give respect to Vaishnava. So why not Lord Shiva? Lord Shiva is a big Vaishnava. But generally, the devotees of Lord Shiva, they take Lord Shiva as independent God. That is offensive. If you know that Lord Shiva is also a devotee, you can give more respect to Lord Shiva. Krishna is the truth.
Srila Prabhupada, he does not chant Hare Krishna, he chants Om Shivaya Namaha.
That's not that.
Alright.
He gradually becomes devotee.
Yes.
And God, Lord Shiva will be pleased upon him. He'll advise.
He is worship. He is already trying to tell him to follow in your footsteps. So he, just before I left, he said he will try once again to chant 16 rounds. He has tried already. He has
the faith. He simply understands the Lord Shiva is a Bhushka. And if you ask his Lord Shiva, then he will get it.
Thinking that in Hyderabad, you also spoke something very unpopular when you were discussing about the worship of Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna. You used the example of the milk and the curd.
Yes.
One man in the audience, he asked you, who's the milk and who's the curd? You said that Krishna is the milk and Shiva is the curd. And that was, he did not like this.
That is milk and the curd. So one must become milk, one must become curd. So, if Krishna is the origin of everything, then he must be the milk. Sarva karana karana. Ishvara parama krishna satchidananda vigraha anadi adi govinda sarva karana karana. He is the cause of all causes. So, he is, milk is the cause of God. And Krishna is the milk. No. Cause of all causes. Come for us.
Yeah.